The games begin.
All right.
A battle of the sexes.
The battle of the sexes is alive again.
Come to mama.
Come to papa.
To every man and every woman for themselves.
It's the battle of the sexes.
Where's the battle begin?
Let me just say, the new intro I like. And on we go with your host of this portion of this broadcast. Today brought to you by...
Sweet Tea Cafe.
Sweet Tea Cafe. Damn right. Brought to you by Sweet Tea Cafe. Best fried chicken I've had today, and the sweet tea in the mason jar.
Yeah.
Home run.
All right, Roger.
All right, Battle of the Sexes. We are a sexist show here, but we are sexist because we respect women. We don't just want to put them down. That's why we will give you ladies the question first. All right?
All right.
Besides eating, what else can you do with a donut? Can you put it on your head, use it for batting practice, or put it on your car? Besides eating it, what else can you do with a donut?
Batting practice.
Batting practice.
Put it on your car.
Now, listen now. April, now you can. She's the one who ultimately has to win or lose, so you can listen to the three ladies here, or you can make your own decision, April.
Well, I'm going with cars.
April.
And the girls are saying, what are you
going to... I say donuts because you put it on a bat to make the bat
heavy. April,
do you feel confident in your answer?
Yes, I feel confident in my answer.
All right, Roger.
Actually, they're both going to be right because, of course, it's a put it on your car. And you can put
what?
A donut on your bat.
Well, you put a donut
what?
On
what are you talking
car?
About?
The little wheel is a donut. The little spare tire is a donut. You never heard
it
that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Never heard that
so
before
you've got two of three answers are correct.
Well, actually, I mean, after looking at it right here, the one that is highlighted.
Well, you put one on your head, too.
Do that. Oh, is that how I sound? That's how I sound. RJ, will you get that, please? Tommy just went,
I thought it was the baseball one.
Well, I do, too. No, but it's highlighted to put it on your car. So, but they gave it two answers here. You never heard that?
All right,
any way to win, girls.
We were wrong, but I've never heard that before.
RJ, would you please keep that?
I've got that audio.
Right now, you can put a donut on your head easier than you can put one on
a car.
All right,
ladies, you may. All right, guys, here we go.
All right, Bob, here we go.
And I hope I get these. I hope I pronounce these right. What are Mizuna, Frizzy, and Chard? Are they flowering plants, types of salad greens, or types of cheeses? Ladies, don't answer. Don't answer. Guys, are they flowering plants, types of salad greens, or types of cheeses? Mizuna, Frizzy, and Chard. Am I pronouncing
Bob?
That?
Bob?
I'm going to say the salad greens. I've never heard of cheese like that.
Well, Bob,
I don't think it's the first one at all.
Bob, since I'm a cheat, the girls responded like they knew the answer. Trying to help. So I would think... Of the food choices, what were there?
Was flowering plants, types of salad greens, and types of cheese.
So it's either cheeses or salads. So what do you think, Bob?
But you can always go with the safe answer, put it on your head.
You said what, Bob?
I said salad greens.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
Well, you're correct.
All right, very good.
Of course
good.
It is
very
salad good. Greens.
All
that's
right.
Right. All right, ladies, this one's for you.
1-1.
If a liquor is 80 proof, what percentage of alcohol does it contain per volume? 20%, 40%, or 80%? If a liquor is 80 proof, what percentage of alcohol does it contain?
Guys are supposed to know this more than women, huh?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
April?
Is it 20%, 40%, or 80%?
Okay, y'all can help her now. You three can
help her. Yeah, I need help.
What do you think, ladies?
So what do you think, ladies?
I'm going to go with 80.
I'm going to go with them and say 80.
Final answer?
Final answer.
40% is the correct answer. That's all right. Hey, that's a tough one. All right, guys, which actress do the movies My Sister's Keeper, The Holiday, and In Her Shoes have in common? Anne Hathaway, Kate Hudson, or Cameron Diaz?
Say them again.
Anne Hathaway.
No, the movies.
My Sister's Keeper, The Holiday, and In Her Shoes.
What do you think, Bob?
What do you think,
David? What do you think, David?
I'll be honest, Bob. Great. I have no clue on this
one. Is it Anne Hathaway?
I don't think it's Anne Hathaway.
Kate Hudson.
You don't want to help
Cameron
me.
Cameron Diaz.
I would say, if I had to guess, I would just say Hudson. I don't know, Bob, but go with whatever your gut tells you.
David, that's B, right? I'm going to go with Kate Hudson.
Well, it's all tied up because it's Cameron Diaz.
Oh,
that's the wrong answer.
All right, here we go.
For Riverset, for Riverfest tickets, here we go. Ladies, very important. If someone is working out their rectus femoris muscle, Which muscle are they working out?
Say
I hope.
Again.
Am I saying that right? Rectus femoris.
I guess you are now.
Which muscle are they working out?
If it's not after the conversation I had Friday,
lower rear end, thigh area above the kneecap, or neck? Rectus femoris.
April and the ladies, what do you think?
Lower rear end, thigh area above the kneecap, or neck. This is for Riverfest tickets, ladies, valued at somewhere between $5 million and $5 million.
I should really know this because I'm a medical assistant, but I don't. Girls, help me out.
What do you think, ladies? Do you have any clue?
Thank you. I don't have a clue.
Rectus femoris.
I think this is going to be
the
a guess.
Lower bottom area.
That's what you think? Are you confident in that answer?
You confident?
A little bit.
April, you can either go with our answer or pick your own.
You can go out on your own.
Okay, what were the other two options?
Thigh area above the kneecap or neck? And lower rear end is what they're saying.
I'm going to go with neck, and I'm probably wrong. I probably regret it, but I don't think it's the rear end.
You're both wrong. It is the thigh area above the kneecap. Here we go.
This is for the win, Bob.
This is for the win, Bobbo.
All right,
here we go.
All right,
Bob, here we go. I will talk to you like this. What makes Pure Life bottled water? Who makes Pure Life bottled water? Is it Nestle, Aquafina, or Ice Mountain?
It is Nestle.
I have no clue. Whatever he just said, well, I will go with.
Nestle is the winner! There it is right there! All right!
Well, you know what?